This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Working on the air virtually everywhere, anywhere and everywhere. We're creating clarity here on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. You can learn here, gather information here. You can even think here. Wow, what a concept. Turning my thinking on to Jennifer. She influences my thinking. We all are influenced, I think, by the people we know and trust. I'm certainly influenced by what Jennifer tells me and Victoria tells me. And then I make my own decision. Sometimes I pay more attention than other times to what they have to say. So let's see. The challenge now, Jennifer, is to get us all to hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay.
I know, right? Yeah. His setup's like...
Would you like... Okay.
They're memorable.
So here's the thing. Yeah, I think one of the ways that people will feel like we're going back to normal is when sports return, either with fans or without fans, and probably most likely without fans, at least for a while, depending on the cities, the big cities that have teams.
There's no reason not to have the sports stuff. None.
Well, there's an argument that there is. So this weekend was pretty notable because UFC was the first big sport, I guess, major sport, to go back to business. And so they had matches on Saturday. They say that testing is a part of this. They were performing in front of no crowd, so empty arenas. But certainly, maybe the biggest question is when baseball's coming back and if there's going to be a football season. Baseball has been saying all along pretty consistently that they would like to start on the 4th of July weekend. They think that would give plenty of time to start testing teams. Mm-hmm. They probably wouldn't fill stadiums, and it would probably be some sort of adjusted schedule or adjusted division within pro baseball. So maybe instead of having four different divisions, they move it down to three. But in any case, people are getting excited about that. Well, what really sent Twitter a flutter this weekend is that the NFL released their schedule, and it looks like an NFL schedule. It didn't look different to people, and I think that was a pretty big thing. They also were talking a lot about what the Tom Brady effect will have on Tampa Bay. Last year, Tampa Bay got one primetime football game.
Man, that's not the case now.
This year, they have five. So it's a pretty big deal for Tampa Bay because of the movement of Tom Brady, certainly. But the NFL schedule is out, and they seem to think that the schedule is going to, or that the teams will start practicing on schedule, that they will play on schedule, and that it will be a normal NFL season. Now, again, will the fans be there? Probably not, but we can try to figure that out as we get there.
Well, it's television.
Football.
Yeah, it's television.
Well, and then there's also sports betting. So that's my husband said over the weekend. I said, I guess people are going to be happy to have something to bet on. He goes, you have no idea how much money is being spent on South Korean baseball betting right now.
Oh, yeah.
People are so desperate to bet on anything. So
and now people are going to be happy to be quarantined. If there's football, they can just stay online making bets all day.
Right.
Speaking of the South Koreans, this gives us a glimpse of what's to come. Because, this is not a prediction, this is something that in my heart and in my head, I think is going to happen. Even though we're weighing the balance now between money, if that's what it is, business, survival, and the disease. But don't think just because we're opening things up now that things are going to return to normal, because they aren't. There's going to be at least one more surge, and I question a lot of the science that's been used in this stuff. But people that I know and I respect are saying the summer will see an increase in some of the cases, depending on where you are, but because the weather is warmer, won't have the same impact as the final swing that this thing takes at us in the fall. And so you just know that going into it. So we were talking about South Korea. This may be a sign of things to come, because they have opened up lots of night spots, and now they're closing them again Because
it seems like that was a dumb thing to do, opening up all the nightclubs, because this new surge is linked to one 29-year-old guy who went to a ton of nightclubs in South Korea, and that's now they've linked it. You know, contact tracing is a really big thing, and they've traced all of this back to him. It's kind of
right.
Nuts.
Yeah. They have 51 million people that live in South Korea. Overall, they've only had 11,000 infections, and they've had 256 people die. But the spike has now caused the government to sort of look over the measures. When they were big, I think, early on, weren't they, on social distancing and the temperature?
Oh, they locked it down right away.
And, yep. Yeah, right.
Well, they knew what to do. They had gone through SARS, and so they did it, and it was kind of they tested everybody more than any other country.
Well, we've all been through SARS. How come we didn't get it over here?
Well, but they were hit really hard by SARS, and so they learned from those lessons, and then, you know, they reopened too quickly, and having people in nightclubs is just, you know, you can get businesses going, but I don't know. Nightclubs seem like that was not a smart move.
So, under the circumstances, let's talk about this the mutation. Again, that's another part of this, because you're going to see things, people are going to be affected by this in different ways, and the new list of those who have been affected include a lot of youngsters, people who are younger. So this is that
young
mutation.
Young kids have this Kawasaki's. It's
yeah,
very
what is
similar
that about?
To Kawasaki
yeah.
disease, but it's there are kids dying now in New York City and Long Island, and it's scary. So now parents have a whole new set of things to worry about with their kids being at home, and homeschooling is hard enough, but now they have to watch out for all of these symptoms coming on. And they say it's a new mutation of COVID, which Doug and I were talking about this off the air. I actually think that we're probably on at least the third mutation of this virus already. We know it's a different strain that landed in Washington State and California than it was in New York. So we know that those are two different strains right there. And now this third one affecting these younger kids. And then maybe even there's a fourth one, because we're seeing more and more seemingly healthy younger people. Over the weekend, my husband's best friend lost a very good friend of his. He was 34 and healthy, and he got it, and 5 days later he was gone. So it does seem to be mutating, but historically, the AIDS virus mutated numerous times before they were able to really get a handle on that cocktail of drugs, which is now what everyone is living on. But
And I think that's why people are also living and dying on the idea that there's going to be a vaccine, that they're saying, we're not going to go outside, we're not going to reopen
things up. I think that's a dangerous thing.
And
yeah.
Well, a lot of states. For instance, my state of California, Gavin Newsom, the governor, said, hey, we're not letting you go out until, we're not going back to normal until there's a vaccine. That's not realistic, because it's going to take
people
a while.
Revenge.
As much as I think they might have a vaccine in some respects, the disease is going to change. It's like a flu shot. Flu virus changes every
half the time.
Year, and they try to get
close. The flu shots are no good. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I think the treatment, in New York, they started treating people with the remdesivir, and that's actually going really well. So I think a treatment that's similar to a Tamiflu, which is kind of what remdesivir is, that's the best option. If you know if you're going to get this disease, and there's something that can shorten the duration and make it less severe and less deadly, then I think that's our best. That's where that's where I'm pinning my hopes on. I'm not waiting for a vaccine for life to come back to normal. I just don't think it's going to happen.
One of the things that is, I'm appalled at the scenario that has been painted by all the people who work so hard to discount the malaria drug and the Z-Pak. It really is, it's pretty, pretty obvious what was going on. Was it right for everybody? No. Did it help a lot of people? It sure did, and still does. So this effort to kill interest in it, excuse me, whether it's political or whether it's because the drug companies
want
to make all the money.
It's an option for people.
It is, and it's a good option.
They're using it in New York, and they're using it in some of the hardest hit places in New York. I think there's officially that study is supposed to come out soon now, because they've had thousands of people as a test study. So we'll see some real results on that. I know the early results of remdesivir, like I said, are really working too. So hey, if we've got two different options, why not? That's great.
Well, there was this whole business about There was a headline that I saw Saturday morning when I was going through my, that's what I wake up doing Saturday morning, Sunday morning, same as I do during the week, see what's going on. So I sent Ken a copy, Ken Kronhaus, our resident traditional doctor here on the program. He's been a big supporter of the cocktail of malaria drug with the Z-Pak. So I sent him something that's, the headline read, "Malaria Drug Fails Again." And so this was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and he listed all the reasons. He listed what he read in the report. He actually read the report. And that's where this all started, because he read the report that came from France. He said, patients treated with this were sicker than those who were not treated. 59% received erythromycin, whatever that is. What's that? That's the
Azithromycin. That's the Z-Pak.
Right. Yeah, right. 22% of patients who did not get the malaria drug actually got the Z-Pak. The malaria drug was only given for 5 days, not 10, like it was. They were recommended in the Marseille study. It appears from the data that treated patients with the malaria drug did better than untreated patients during the first 5 days. So that's what the data says. But the headline, "Malaria Drug Fails Again." So that's all people remember. They don't dig into it. They don't read into it like a scientist or a doctor. So there are plenty of good examples here. And I guess I don't really have nothing to gain in this one way or another. I know that if I had the problem, I'd be on Z-Pak and the malaria drug like yesterday. But that's, you know, it's really, really interesting how people twist and turn facts and information around. Very interesting. 17 after the hour here.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
It really is an awesome product for so many different things, even in addition to the weight loss. You know, people tell us within the first few weeks of taking it that they're sleeping better, waking up with less joint pain, more natural energy, and then, of course, over time, you do see the weight loss, the inch loss, and the weight loss with the product. If you go to the website toploss.com, you can click on the science tab. There's a science tab at the top. You can read all about how it works for weight loss and the side benefits on there too. It's not in stores. You can't find it on any other website, because with Calitrin, every purchase of Calitrin, you get a team of support. We have nurses available. We have Calitrin consultants. Everyone gets a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who follows up with you after your order, make sure that you're seeing results. If you have any questions, you know, you can ask them. So it really is more about a team effort with this product.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Trees, I thought of home. Found my phone from my pocket. I call mama.
I call mama.
That's what Miles calls his mother, my daughter Megan. Mama! Kind of cute. This is a good song for Mother's Day. Tim McGraw, returning to music with the song I Call Mama, was released just before Mother's Day this past weekend. The track is McGraw's first new music since returning to Big Machine Records, with whom he previously released the albums Two Lanes of Freedom, Sundown, Heaven Town, and Damn Country Music. This song, I Call Mama, it's more than just a Mother's Day song. It's about not putting things off till it's too late. How many of us are guilty of that? I Call Mama is McGraw's first release of the year. Follows a series of one-off releases last year, including Way Down and a cover of The Cars' Drive. I remember we played a little of that. I thought it was pretty good. Didn't we play? I think we played that. Good job. His most recent studio full-length album was in 2017, Duets Project The Rest of Our Life, with his wife Faith Hill. Isn't he the one that the lady jumped up on the stage to grab and Faith Hill?
Yes, that was a long time ago, I guess.
Yeah, was it? Okay. Yeah, crank this up. Right. This is such a fabulous song. Tim McGraw and his version of Cars. Oh, Cars. Right. From The Cars. Yeah, that's a good, there's a lot of thought in this song. McGraw currently set to launch his Here on Earth tour, featuring guests Midland and Ingris Andress. That'll start on the 10th of July. That's what they're hoping for, anyway. In September, he's got a pair of stadium shows in L.A. and Philadelphia, which he's going to co-headline with Luke Combs. Those will be sellouts, right?
I think. Oh, for sure, if they're not already.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, so there's the latest from Tim McGraw. At 25 and change half the hour on the DJV program. Now, the ever-prolific Willie Nelson is in our ears.
And I turned out to be the only hill my mama ever raised. Well, I rode to Atlanta, stole tags and almost out of gas.
Celebrating Mother's Day with I'm the Only Hell My Mama Ever Raised. from an upcoming album called First Rose of Spring. It's coming out in July. He dropped the track with the lyric video, flowers blooming alongside every line. I'm the only owl my mama ever raised. It was actually a 1977 hit for the late Johnny Paycheck off his album Slide Off Your Satin Sheets. Let's crank this up, let's listen. Still got it, man.
My mama sang Rock of Ages clip for me.
Yep.
I love this. I've never heard the original, but I love it.
Yeah. It's now the ninth track on First Rose of Spring, follows the previously released title track, Our Song, a ballad originally written by Chris Stapleton. First Rose of Spring is Nelson's 70th studio album. How about them apples?
He's such a slacker.
70 studio albums. After last year's Ride Me Back Home, he's 87 years old now. Hosted an at-home with Farm Aid streaming concert with performances with his pals Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews. But no matter how you slice it, this guy's still got it, no matter what. Willie Nelson, and I'm the only hell my mama ever raised.
Precious memories, take me back to the good old days.
Anybody who's not feeling well today, psychologically, this will bring you up a point or two or three or four or maybe ten. Willie Nelson here on the DJV program with all of us, Jennifer and Victoria and Doug, at 28 past the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 137,000 Americans could die from coronavirus by early August, according to the latest projection from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics. They say they base the new projection on people moving around more as states begin lifting stay-at-home orders. As of last night, more than 79,500 Americans had died of the virus. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is pushing back against former President Barack Obama's criticisms of the government's response to coronavirus.
With all due respect to the former president, and I really don't want to get into a political
back and forth here. I don't know what he's talking about.
Obama had spoken on a conference call with former members of his administration.
It has been an absolute chaotic disaster.
That clip obtained by Yahoo News, and this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Just days after South Korea loosened its social distancing guidelines, a new COVID-19 cluster of infections has sprung up in the capital city of Seoul, tied to several nightclubs and bars. Health officials announced 13 additional cases on Friday that have been connected to a 29-year-old man who visited five nightlife venues in Seoul. Authorities say the man visited clubs and bars late last week before noticing any symptoms of the respiratory illness. He then tested positive on Wednesday and was admitted to a hospital. According to health officials, that one man may have come into contact with more than 1,500 people across the five venues over the weekend. The authorities are continuing to track down visitors at the clubs and publicly urging anyone who attended the venues that weekend to self-isolate and report any symptoms. In response to the new outbreak, the government has issued another nationwide ban, encouraging bars and nightclubs to suspend operations for another month. While South Korea was the first country after China to see widespread local transmission of the virus, officials managed to dramatically flatten the curve of new infections through early and aggressive testing and vigorous contact tracing. As new cases have declined, South Korea has allowed recreational facilities, places of worship, and museums to open. Professional baseball returned Tuesday without fans. Schools will also start reopening next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Don't just listen live, take us home with you. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJ V Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Thirty-four minutes past the hour. It's a DJ V Show. What? No, no.
Who said that?
I heard you, but you didn't talk fast enough. So you know what?
So I get aced out of my job. Is that it?
Go sit in the corner. You're on.
Breaking news: Jennifer tries a takeover of the DJ V Show.
And guess
what? Breaking news.
I have Victoria and Phil behind me, so we've just cooed you.
Cooed me.
You've been like something
you'd get. excuse me. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do. You know what I mean? So the hospitalizations around where I am are at their lowest point. Victoria, how about you in New Jersey? Jennifer, how about you in California? And what about in between? Do we think the numbers
are,
the numbers are obviously
point?
Going down? Lowest point since the big change started. Early April, that's when they were at their highest.
Yeah, well, we're
the deaths are peaked, right?
Yeah, New York has peaked. New Jersey is kind of flat right now. We're a couple weeks behind New York, so hospitalizations are still in the thousands. You know, they're way up, and cases are over 100,000 cases.
Not around here, man. The hospitals are empty. Empty.
Well, I think you guys also got to have a case of coronavirus doesn't mean you're going to be in the hospital.
Right.
Right. So why are the hospitals shut down then? Why aren't they doing the normal
things? Well, because everybody saw in Massachusetts, everyone saw what happened in New York and New Jersey and even parts of Connecticut. And you guys, you know, it's not a bad thing that you were overly prepared. I New York and New Jersey wishes that we were as prepared as some of the other states. You guys got to see what we went through, and then you took precautions. New Jersey sent ventilators up to Massachusetts, and New York did as well. So I don't think it's, like, a bad thing that you have, you know, now obviously hospitals can reopen for elective surgery.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just think that at some point we have to kind of realize what makes things tick. And there are lots of different things depending on our own power of deduction. But it really is time for us to kind of open things up again. And then, you know, not be mindful of the scenario. But way too many businesses in my neck of the woods anyway have gone out of business already. The number of, you drive up and down Route 9, which is the major highway here, and the number of for sale, for rent, for lease signs in front of office buildings, incredible. You can't pass an office building without seeing these huge for rent signs or for lease signs.
The way people are working from home, it's changing the landscape of companies.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're also creating habits. I mean, this is week number 8 of shutdown for us in California. You don't think in 2 months that people aren't creating new habits and new ways of life for themselves. They are. Yep. And I would just, for the people who are kind of unsure about whether or not to reopen, of course people are going to get sick. Of course people are going to die when we reopen. But the question is, have they not died while we're staying home?
Yeah.
People are still getting sick, and they're still dying.
Now
so,
is the time. Enough already. Let's go.
We have to be smarter than that. We can't
But the number of people that are going to die from coronavirus is really relatively the same. It's just what we're trying to do is spread it out over time so that you can try to ease the burden on hospitals. And as Doug mentioned, even in your state of Massachusetts, which was actually hit very hard over the last several weeks, there are still hospitals staying open. If hospitals are open in my state of California and begging for business, I mean, what are we doing?
Well, procedures need to be the first thing. And in New York, they've opened that up. Not in Manhattan, downstate, but upstate New York, they've reopened hospitals for elective surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
Radiology centers are open.
In California, too, but people are scared.
Yeah, people are still scared.
Well, there's
yeah.
a lot of fear-based thinking, and there's a lot of stuff in the news media still.
Doug. It's not just fear-based thinking.
I'm not saying that it's only
there's a lot of data.
Fear-based thinking. There is a lot of data, but a lot of it's wrong. And it just depends on who you're listening to and what you believe. That's what it is. Bottom line is people are going to believe and hear what they want to hear. And that's one of the things. You were just saying something that was really interesting, Jennifer, about 8 weeks you get into a new habit and you stay there. One of the things that's changed greatly are people and their listening habits. Mm-hmm. And we're back to an era that I haven't seen in radio for a long, long time. And I suppose this is one of those bright spots, for me anyway, and for us. If you look at the number of people who are listening to this program, listening to radio in general, we'd been depressed. The radio business had been attacked by podcasters and any other, you know, the new world order is to have Pandora or some of these music services, even Sirius XM. But there is nothing that beats having a live voice tell you it's okay today, or maybe it's not okay. And that's really I'm looking at the progress that we've made over the last 2 months here in terms of listenership. It may be up 20%, 22%, 24%, maybe more.
I think.
Yeah,
really
it is. People are finding.
They're feeling isolated.
Yes, exactly. Right. So anyway, I was listening to one of my friends in Hawaii who is at one of the radio stations. We are on two different stations on two different islands, and I get a report from him pretty much every day. One of the things that he sent me over the weekend
was something I hadn't really thought about. All he's been sending me is numbers, and Hawaii is safe, and Hawaii is no problem, like 9 people have died in the island. But what's happening is nobody's going there. So business,
it's an island, and you need to fly there,
right.
So
you
that's
can't get
the
there.
Problem.
Right. So nobody's going there. They have like a 48% unemployment number in Hawaii at the moment. A lot of expensive places. You know, you go over there, Jennifer Moore. I would like to go over as often as you do, because I think that Hawaii is probably, for me, the most wonderful place on the planet for just doing things that are different, having different attitudes. It's just such a beautiful place. And so the tourism industry is dead. I mean, nobody is there. No boats, no planes, nothing. So
well,
can you imagine
Hawaii,
the number of people who will go
quarantine.
Out of business? Yeah.
If anybody in Hawaii, if you go to Hawaii, you have to quarantine for 14 days. So who is, and you can't necessarily go outside or have interactions. So, okay, you think, oh, quarantining in Hawaii for 14 days, not bad. Well, not if you're locked in a hotel room or not if you're locked into something else. And even many of the hotels just shut down during this time. So once that restriction starts to lift, the question is then who is going to want to take a really long flight masked up in a little germ capsule? And I don't know that the answer is going to be everybody's going to shout for it. Now, maybe if they're able to provide some really good deals and discounts just to get people excited about traveling again and let them know they can do it safely, that's great. But when you see images like the one that went viral this weekend of the guy who, I think it was a doctor, who flew across country, jammed into a 737, everybody in masks but sitting all over each other, that doesn't look like exactly where people want to be right now. Right.
Nope, I wouldn't.
Not where I want to be right now, that's for sure.
All right, speaking of not where we want to be, this ongoing saga of these two idiots that killed a black guy, which was a month or two ago, actually, but now more information coming out, that video, this episode of whites and another one of these white things on black people, I don't know, I find myself...
I wouldn't say it like that.
Why?
Because I think you set up a false narrative that it's another thing about whites on black people.
It is. For me, it is.
But there's plenty of examples of black people killing white people, of brown people.
That's not what we're talking about. I get it.
But I think it's this false narrative.
It doesn't neutralize the other. There's too much of this stuff.
But I think it does, because something builds. We create things that build. LeBron James came out and said black people can't even walk out of the house without worrying about this. And that's not true. Black people can walk out of the house and assume safety like everybody else. The problem is,
really,
is that
this guy was out for a jog, through a neighborhood lived.
But he's not the exception.
White people
I'm saying.
Yeah, but white people don't go out for
a
run.
Hard sell with me on this one, Jeff.
Yeah, that there's a
try
chance
in Chicago.
That they might get shot.
You don't think so?
Chicago
is different. The point is, we can't do broad strokes about this kind of stuff. What we can do is deal with hateful people who did something horrible and deal with it as the case that it
but
is.
But why do they do
to
it?
Draw correlation. Well, why do they do it? We
why
don't
do
know.
They do it?
They're crazy, number one. They're probably racist, number two. We don't know exactly why we're doing it. We're exploring the motive right now. I have a million questions just like you do, but I hate the broad statements that make it seem that people can't walk outside of their house, because that's not true, and that's fear-mongering, and people of any color walk outside, and when they do, they take a risk, and when they don't, they take a risk. So I just, I don't know. I feel like it's overselling
us
right now.
Media,
but I think it's safe to say most white people don't leave the house and are murdered because they're white. This guy was killed because
he was
black.
Okay, so most black people, so the question is, do most black people leave the house and get murdered because they're black?
Yes.
No.
Yes, they do.
Okay, every black person black that walks out today is at risk of being murdered, is what
I'm
saying.
Much more at risk, not everyone, but much more at risk than the average
don't
white
think
person.
I would contend.
In my
that
neck of the woods, it is. Maybe, you know, wherever you are, maybe not, but in my neck of the woods, there's a real...
Just think about what you say. Just think about what you just said there and see if you think that that's accurate, because I don't believe that that's true.
96% of the crime that's committed against blacks is committed by other blacks. I'm not going to disagree with that. But I think there's too much of this hatred that exists. Maybe it's just a general, why do rich don't like the poor? or poor don't like rich people, or whatever it is. Catholics don't like Protestants. Jews don't like Arabs. It's the same kind of crap. Why
right.
the hell can't we just
so why
learn
propagate that?
To forget
yeah.
about? I'm just it. It's
I
so
think what's more important
such a wonderful
is to talk
life
about these two people
that we can live.
Right.
Right,
instead of making broad statements yeah. about how everybody needs to live in fear if their skin is a certain color, let's talk about this case. Let's talk about what drove these people to do this, what's going on, and why I think maybe the most, well, the two biggest questions for me, why the district attorney, or not the, I think it was the DA, why the DA gave them a pass for so long, probably because one of them is a police
good old
officer,
voice.
So they have that
yep.
going on, and mm-hmm. two, why this video just surfaced now? Why didn't the person who took the video do something to stop this? I think those are two really big questions that I have, and I think those need to be answered. And I think that it may be because that we do see that there's already some forgiveness given by the district attorney in this place. Maybe the DOJ does need to get involved with this and federally prosecute it if
well,
it can't be done safely and fairly at a local level, which it seems it can't be.
Right. And the Georgia Attorney General, Chris Carr, over the weekend said that he is going to look into this and he wants this to be taken on a federal level because he just, like you said, Jen, he doesn't believe that in Brunswick, Georgia, where it's not like they didn't know who shot this guy. They knew. They were on a 911 call. Like this was, I don't know how anyone didn't look into this further and think, well, wait a second, what exactly did Ahmaud Arbery do besides jog through a neighborhood?
They had a whole narrative.
Came, right.
So he believed the cop. And, you know, right. I think that would probably happen in a lot of different cities. I don't think it's necessarily unique to this place in Georgia. I think that if a cop says, hey, this guy, we thought he was stole stuff. We thought he was, you know, there were burglaries in the area. And he fought. He put up a fight against us. We shot him in self-defense. Okay, but if the cop tells the district attorney that, they'll probably say, okay, thank you very much, case closed. So it's a good thing the evidence came out. But I just want to know who's holding that dang camera. Come on.
Well,
we know, but why? Exactly. Why is it coming? Why is it coming forward now? And why didn't he do anything to stop it? That would be another question.
Yeah,
maybe. All right, question time's up because it's 47 after the hour.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many have pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Past the hour, the familiar strains of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program's theme. Money Pit!
Money Pit!
Money Pit! All right. The lead singer on the Money Pit Singers is Tom Kreitler, who also acts as the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, the podcast, the newsletter, the website. And we have, when Tommy is with us every week, we have listeners that are connected to this program who have questions for him as well. So we start with Heather, who has a concrete patio that holds water when it rains.
Really?
And then it turns green. Wow. Yeah. How about that? Concrete that turns green. So what's what does she do with all that?
So she wants to know if she has to tear it up or if there's another solution. And, of course, the reason that it's turning green is because it is holding water and it's growing algae. But one of the possible solutions would be to pressure wash this entire surface and then put a second layer of concrete over it, but not any type of concrete. It's a product out designed specifically. Doug, people make this mistake all the time. They try to put, like, new concrete over old concrete. They don't understand why it cracks and chips off.
Right.
There's a product called Recap that Quikrete makes, and the difference is it's designed to stick to an old concrete surface, and it can go up to maybe 3 inches thick, but you can essentially cover this deteriorated concrete with the Recap, and it looks just like, you know, the finished concrete when it's dried, but it sticks to the surface and doesn't chip off. So if you've got a concrete, in this case, that's, you know, starting to sink or wasn't poured right to begin with, or if you've got broken up steps or porches, that sort of thing, that's the kind of product you use to resurface it, not regular mortar mix or regular concrete mix, but a product like Recap.
You know what I found in places where there's a little bit of water, keep the algae growing, you put goldfish in it.
You'd have to have a pretty big dip in the patio to support a goldfish.
We found this out. I didn't know it. One of the kids learned it in science class. It's hope for the future of America. You know, we have these big tubs for the cows to drink out of on the farm, and they normally can get, you know, a little stinky. You got to wash them out every week or so. But if you put, we found out, if you put a half a dozen goldfish in the tanks, no algae. The tank stays clean. And the cows don't drink the fish.
That's a great idea.
Seems to be, anyway. All right, latest episode of the Money Pit podcast. This is good. I'm happy you're encouraging small space veggie gardening. So how do you, I don't want to give it away. I want people to go to your podcast, but this is a, is it your do-it-yourself thing? Go buy the seeds, grind up your lawn? What is this?
Well, I mean, conceptually, you can grow a garden no matter how small a space you have.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of options in container gardens. You can do vegetables in container gardens. You can do spices in container gardens. You know, when I was first starting out and we had a small apartment, we had a balcony, so we didn't really have a place for a garden. And I grew a very, very successful balcony full of basil by using a container garden. In fact, I always laugh because, you know how I started it? You say seeds? No. I started it by buying basil at the supermarket with the roots attached. Stuck it in the soil and had a summer full of basil. So no matter how small a space you have, you know, as long as the container can hold maybe about 9 inches of soil, there's a lot of things that you can do with it. So we walk you through some of those options.
Yeah, okay, do that. That's at the podcast. Also, how to grow your own lawn. I always thought this was a masterful art, even though you know, you don't throw the seeds down. There's something about who touches the seed last before it hits the ground. I'm convinced of that. What do you have in, what do you have for?
Well, we've got a lot of tips on how to get your lawn started and what to do about lawn problems. But it's funny you mentioned who touches the seed last. You know, we had cut back some of the mulch beds around the house because every time you trim them year to year, they get deeper and deeper. So I wanted to, like, you know, bring them closer to the house. And now I have like a 12-inch strip of dirt I had to plant.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem is that the birds are the ones that are the last touch of my seed. I keep watching them eat my seed. So a few days ago, I went out and tied yellow ribbons on sticks to kind of wave in the breeze across the grass there.
Here's listener Jim wants to use a half, some a half-inch plywood. Is that what this is instead of sheetrock?
OSB, it's oriented strand board. It's the chipboard.
Chipboard, glued together. Yeah.
He wants to use it on his garage walls. He wants to know if he'll be able to paint it. And that's not your problem. You can't just use it on your garage walls. Well, you could if the walls are not interconnected with the house. But if you have a wall that's between your garage and your house, it must be fireproof. And so it requires at least 5/8 inch thick fire retardant drywall on that surface. Now, if you want to put the plywood over that, yeah, you can. You know, but you're going to have to live with that for a long time. So what I might suggest is attach it with screws so you can you can change your mind.
Right. There you go. Sign up for the Money Pit newsletter as well, moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler here on the DJV program with lots of household tips every week. And he's a great human being beside all of that. Why not listen?
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.